Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy, of the 6th Legislative District in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's the time of year when the legislature needs to think about the state budget, and the first step in the budget process is coming up in the very near future here, and that would be next week when we will hear from the governor. What are some of the things we're going to have to be dealing with, and what do you think we may be hearing from the governor?
On Tuesday, the governor will give his budget address to a joint session of the House and Senate. The governor is going to give his proposal for the new fiscal year budget, which starts on July 1st. I assume the governor is probably going to talk about how revenue the current fiscal year is about $497 million less than where it should be at this point in the fiscal year. So he's probably going to propose a budget that is pretty flat in terms of total spending. If you look at the prior fiscal year budget, we took in several hundred million dollars more than we thought we would. This current fiscal year, it looks like we're going to take in several hundred million less than we thought. So those 2 years are going to kind of offset each other. But looking ahead for the new fiscal year, taking into account the slow but steady economic recovery that we hope to experience, it'll probably be a proposal that's pretty flat in the total amount of spending.
And in terms of last year's budget, he's come to the point where he actually had to put some spending freezes in place for this year, didn't he?
Yeah. Last year, when we passed the budget, we cut about $1 billion of spending from the year before. And even doing that, the governor had to make budget reductions of a couple hundred million a few weeks ago when he was doing the mid-year budget review.
And so once we hear from the governor what his plan will be for the coming year, where does the process go from there?
There will be a 2-week period where the Appropriations Committee has budget hearings. They have people come testify from all the different departments and agencies that are funded by state government, and the members of the Appropriations Committee will learn what their requests are and what their needs are and why they need the amount of money that they're requesting. After that process is done, the House will introduce a budget bill that may be similar or may be different than the governor's proposal. The Senate will also do a similar thing, and over the next several months, a lot of negotiations will take place until a budget can get put together that has at least 102 votes in the House and 26 votes in the Senate that the governor will go along with to actually pass into law.
And of course, one of the big things over the last 8 or 9 years has been the timing of the budget and whether or not we're going to have one that happens by the end of the fiscal year. What's your view on that for this coming budget?
Well, Governor Rendell was 0-8 for getting budgets done on time. Governor Corbett is 1-0 so far, and we're going to make that 2-0 this year.
And of course, everybody has their own thoughts about what they'd like to see in the state spending plan. What are some of your priorities for this year's state budget?
We have to make sure that we properly fund things like schools and programs that protect people who have intellectual disabilities, things like nursing home care for low-income elderly people, public safety things, your basic core functions of government. That's what we need to make sure we properly fund. Things the government doesn't have to do, or things that aren't done very efficiently that could be done in the private sector, we need to reduce funding for those things and just focus on the things that government should really be doing.
Well, I guess we'll all look forward to what the governor has to say next week. Representative Roy, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy.